Scott Trappi is the director of the Human Performance Laboratory, Ball State's exercise physiology center that has tested elite athletes and NASA astronauts. He says scientists don't yet know why exercise benefits some people more.
We know our muscle will make novel molecules. They'll be released into your bloodstream. They're going to communicate with other organs in your body, your liver, your brain, your bones. This study will begin to identify how this communication network is working behind the scenes while we're exercising.
11 universities will study human volunteers, and Ball State is recruiting 400 people from the area. Trappi says they'll look at athletes used to strenuous exercise and what the study calls healthy non-exercisers.
How does someone progress over 12 weeks? What's the genetic basis of the improvement over 12 weeks? But then for the athletes that have been doing this for a long period of time, are there additional indicators or benefits or genetic underpinnings?
The study hopes understanding more about exercise will help an increasingly inactive society and find regimens for people who may not now be able to exercise due to age or disease. Trappi says Ball State will be advertising for study participants soon. Interested people can also contact the Human Performance Laboratory. In Muncie, Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.